Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies as well as news from Indian Country. The Decolonizing Diet Project was a research project led by Dr. Martin Reinhart, an associate professor of Native American Studies at NMU. His driving question that came to mind in November of 2010 was, if I wanted to eat the foods my ancestor ate, what would I have to know and do? In the months that followed, Dr. Reinhart and dedicated students researched a comprehensive list of eligible foods and ingredients based on criterion designed by Reinhart. At that time, the Indigenous food movement was starting to seed in many communities across the U.S. and Canada. In November of 2011, scholar Dr. Devon Mahesua, the director of the American Indian Health and Diet Project at the University of Kansas, created the first ever Week of Indigenous Eating. This project challenged folks to eat 100% Indigenous meals for 1 week. Participants from over 10 tribal communities and universities, including NMU's Dr. Reinhart, took part. This exercise helped him to design a menu he could share with others who took part eventually in the Decolonizing Diet Project. In March of 2012, over 20 people from the Central Upper Peninsula, including yours truly, pledged to eat Great Lakes Indigenous ingredients for 1 entire year. Initially, those not involved with the project had lots of questions for participants. One doctor even asked, "What are you eating? Tree bark?" The main staples include wild rice, white fish, venison, berries, pumpkin, and other squash, nuts, beans, and seeds. Participants were forced to be creative in how they utilized eligible ingredients, and it took more than a few years, but the Decolonizing Diet Project cookbook is now available, so anyone can enjoy a variety of recipes from entrees to cookies. For folks at NMU, today marks the start of the 5th annual Week of Indigenous Eating, and it will end at the 16th annual First Nations Food Taster next Friday. Many of those menu items featured at the taster will come from the project's cookbook. Miigwetchin, thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU FM.